what we have to do, and now we're just trying to bring it back together again.
Alright, yo-yos.
Have you been recording this whole time? Or?
Not the whole time.
Okay, cool.
Now I'm recording.
Okay, now we're recording.
Now we are official tissue.
Nobody heard anything we said before.
Like, now we are... Nah, well...
I mean, we could...
We didn't say nothing bad, though.
We didn't say nothing bad. Like, we're just talking about the world as the world's being the world. The world is worlding.
Isn't it weird, though? Isn't it weird that in 2023, like, that it's worlding this way? Like... How are we still killing each other? Like, how people... Yo.
It's not weird. That's what the world does.
Yeah, well, you know what, though?
In case you wonder what we were previously talking about. First of all, what's up, everybody? It's been 3 weeks since we actually had an episode. So good to see you all here. And, of course, Richard Picasso or Richie Loves Yo-Yos. And, of course, Giada character from my mucho in the building. You know, we were just talking off before we started recording, you know, about everything going on with... You know, everything in Israel and Palestine. You know, talking about Sean King. You know, shout out to Sean King. He's in Brooklyn. He lives in Brooklyn. You know, he's an advocate, like, for everything that involves, you know, fighting the good fight, shedding the light on what's going on in Palestine, everything wrong with the IDF and government.
You know what the problem is? The problem is education. we don't... In my opinion, we aren't educated enough on what's going on in another country because we ain't in that motherfucking country. Like, I get it. We may have deals with people. We may do, you know, we may have a... We might have a reason to want to keep a culture, a group of people, a country, a state, keep them closer to us. United States has its own agendas. We can't like deny that. United States has its own agendas. Now, it's fucked up because a lot of people aren't able to distinguish a truth. Now, think about this. You're going to have these 10 to 15-year-old young Jewish kids and Palestinian kids, right? Regardless of the fact, children are children. Like, before you become an asshole as an adult, you were a child. So now you're going to have these kids right now in the United States. If they have, like, improper guidance as to what's going on in their homelands, they're going to grow up hating one another in the United States. And it, like, creates more divide. That divide that's all the way over there. Like, really think about this, guys. I don't mean to be... Look, I'm not being empathetic. I'm just being honest.
How honest?
We got homeless people in the United States that have mental problems. It's not all their fault. Some of them genuinely just need some help. We'll send Ukraine and fucking... this war... With Israel, we'll send them billions, but we won't use those billions to get us another stimulus check. This is where I tap out money. When it comes to this war stuff, when it comes to the United States and how they move and why they move, and I tap out. I'm done with y'all. Like, look. We were just talking about this in the car. And you were like, yeah, it looks like Trump's going to win again. Yo, think about our America. Hold up. I got nothing against Trump. I got nothing against none of these niggas because honestly, they're just objective. Stick figures. They're just stick figures, bro. Whichever stick figure looks better to y'all choose. They stick figures. The president is nothing but a silhouette of what's truly behind the veil of what the United States of America is. The president is just a silhouette. So we rather tap out and push the dead silhouette, you know, because let's call a spade, Biden's not going to make it another four, even if he got reelected, bro, he going to die soon. Biden is going to die soon. Like,
they're both gonna
and die. I'm not threatening them.
They might both die
soon. I'm saying...
They're both old.
Yes, they're both old, but Biden looks it.
He looked like he gotten older.
Trump still looks like he's good for a double BJ. You understand? Biden looks like he hasn't seen his pee-pee in 25 years. There's a big difference in the two, in my opinion. Like, and this is my point, though. Look what we're choosing from. We're choosing from one guy who's half dead or another guy who is facing indictments.
You got like five different trials going on.
Over
America.
Why can't we be honest right now? Why are we even thinking about having somebody that might be a criminal president? It's so ironic because that's the American way. That's the American way. We love the outlaw. And we love the criminal.
But you know what's funny about all of this that I found weird?
It's a joke.
George Washington even said, I don't believe in having political parties will actually divide America. He said that back then as the first president. He's like, there shouldn't be no politics, no political leaders. There should be no subset. It should all be just one. Because once you have a different party, there's always going to be some type of clash. If it's everybody's on the same playing field, everybody could get the same treatment. But if you have too many subsets of parties going after each other, that's when it's going to cause division. Because, my party's better than your party. Or we could provide this. That party can't provide that.
See, our founding fathers did it correct. They did a lot of shit right, Rich.
But they also did a lot of shit wrong.
But they did a lot of stuff wrong, and it's naive of us. It's naive of us to just...
Like slavery.
Yo, this is dumb at this point, man. Like, to be an American now, you know, you called fucking a liberal if you hunt and you provide for yourself and live on the land and you don't want to deal with the extras of life. You know how many people really don't see color? There's a lot of motherfuckers in the United States that really don't. Oh, you a Muslim? You know what I'm saying? And I'm not doing the country voice to make fun. But most people that live in the middle United States don't give a flying fuck. Unless they're fucking KKK members or really. But you're on a big, large scale. There's something about really needing your neighbor. And there's something tranquil about needing to depend on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, B, you think I got time to worry about what color, race, your fucking... Yo, bro, I'm worried...
There's no such thing as race. Race was constructed.
Religion is constructed.
Yeah, religion is constructed. Those are man-made things.
Yeah, religion is BS. Huh? Like, seriously?
Giving people something to believe is constructed by man. That's weird to me.
See, it doesn't weird me. It weirds me out that we go ahead and take it to the extreme because that's what man does.
When people take it to the extreme where they're actually hurting people and hurting others, that's what
man does.
Then that's crazy. That's fucking wild.
And not even only that. Like, think about how people. Oh man, think about the people that don't have sex before marriage because it's their god.
That's like.
No, 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 no.
But that's what they were taught to believe.
No, but my
point. That's what's in them.
But that's my point. That your God. What's the difference if you fucking that man for the rest of your life or waiting till marriage or not? What if you two don't come? What if you two aren't chemically balanced?
Boy, you feel like that's your balance because that's your first time, and it's not. Like, oh, this is how sex must be. Because this is my first time doing it.
Do you think that's the more... That's great. Do you think that it's better to not know everything? So that this way you can... You don't have to... Like, if the refrigerator only had 2 drinks in it rather than had 16 drinks, it's easier to make a choice, right?
Yeah.
1 or 2, right?
Yeah. So that's how effective marketing works, too. So, you don't want to get too many options.
Yeah, so if this is the... So if you're telling me... That might not be a bad idea. Yo, you might have something there. Like, if you hold out so that this way you don't have to know nothing else. You don't have to know if you're going to have a bad time with somebody. You don't have to. Old, loose-lipped, looking like roast beef for JJ
for the rest of my life. Choosing 2 drinks in the fridge, it's not like seeing 20 different people in a bar. Like, there's a more plethora.
Yeah, but you ain't blowing 20 different people.
But then they're not going to go like, hey, everybody, pull your pants out. Let me see.
Oh, I want that one. You know what I'm saying? You're
going to kind of build over time, usually with one. Okay, maybe that's not for me. Oh, there's another option. Okay, let me try that. Maybe it's getting, oh, there's another one. I feel like it's like kind of you're building more experience. But in the eyes of like a man or woman, you either a player or a whore if you do that.
But it shouldn't be categorized as that.
People
should be allowed.
The world's worlding.
People should be allowed to people. If
yeah.
But at the same time, I do believe you leave energy on the table when you fucking. When you fuck somebody, you leave energy on the table. If you don't, if you don't, it takes two people to be empty inside to just be fucking the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like I've noticed. Yeah, I got 50-year-old friends, right? And my man was telling me this week. He's like, I go to see this chick, son. Like, and I'm like,
and he's in his 50s.
Yo, they're both in the 50s. Him and this chick, they've known each other since they've been 20-something years old. Now they're adults. And
all right, so like, they grow up.
They've been boning since they've been teenagers. And now her husband
ain't around. ARP members.
Husband ain't around. She has like 2 or 3 kids. And that nigga's like, yo, I've been going over there for the past like 7 years. Just, you know, once every couple weeks, just come through and put it down. I'm like, damn, like that? She's like, yeah, she knows what it is. She got kids, her life, her relationship. I just come through, put it down, you know? And I'm like, that's smooth, my nigga. See, people need people like that. Like, not only in the sexual set, but people need to be allowed who they want to be. If you want to follow this God, follow that God. If you want to be Michael Jackson,
marriage is a construct.
What?
Marriage is a construction of man.
Oh, yeah.
It's not real.
Like,
days aren't real. Time isn't real.
2 tattoos, 1 red, no apology. The other said, love is cursed by monogamy. You know what I mean?
I truly feel kind of love is cursed by monogamy.
Of course it is, because they told you got to love one person. Yeah,
men are not designed to be with one person. I don't even think our ancestors were doing that. They just stick with one person. I can picture my 10th. Like my I kept picturing my 100th great grandfather sticking with one chick the rest of his life.
But our ancestors did it differently though. You know why? Because our ancestors, we didn't live that long.
But we had to have sex with everything.
We had to make sure our bloodline and our genes and everything like came out, because we didn't live that long.
Except British, they do their own kind. That's a little weird.
What?
Except British people,
they're inbred.
They're inbred.
But you know why they're inbred though, right?
Like, keep the bloodline pure.
I am stupid, but
want one? I got two.
Sure, why not? Yeah. I be having a theory on like why. Look, United States, right? Our history, we play dumb. Mm-hmm. There was people here before us. They were Native Americans. Mm-hmm. There were people here before us. Like they supposedly there was a ice sheet that was all over North America, and that's what killed out all the megafauna, because they're finding them up in like Canada. There's this guy, he has a he owns mad land, and he just started digging up fossils and bones and all this shit like that. So it's proof that there was people. If there's big animals, that means there was people. We were here before, right? But not in America. With Europe, Middle East, all that shit over there, they're mad old. Like, people don't seem to get that. Like, when that's another thing. You would think that they got to get it together already. We know you guys, like, there was a rumor that the God bless the dead, I know she dead, the queen had sex with animals. Remember the rumor back in the day that she was getting jocked by the horse? Yo, it's true. We see it in documentaries that Egyptian culture, they married off brothers, sisters, cousins, and uncles.
They were dying at, like, 14.
But again, you know, we didn't live that long. Like I really feel that our structure, we don't know what we're capable of. We simplify by either acting stupid or not helping your fellow man. But yo, to be honest, they shouldn't be like, we shouldn't be killing each other like that. Like, there's a reason why in Abu Dhabi it's like rated, you know.
Super strict.
But the least crime, they say you put $1,000 right there in front of your dorm room and go and come back later, the $1,000 will be there. There's a reason for that in Dubai. You know, like, we, I don't know what is up with us, but like I said, our founding fathers did it right, but did it wrong. Because we get protected. People are protected by certain things, and then certain people aren't. If you commit a crime, but you got money, you can get off. If you commit a crime and you're poor, you go to jail. If you got money, you can get help to fix your brain or fix your kid's brain. You know, if I become famous and I have a kid and God forbid the dude is autistic, right? Kid is autistic. You got to put extra money, extra care. I have that means because I'm famous, successful, blah, blah, blah. But think about the families that don't have that and the kid is all fucked up. And now I got to raise this kid fucked up, but I don't have it. You know, like, I really think that the United States of America as a whole can really level up the whole United, the whole world. We can really be a leader and protector. But I really feel like we have exhausted all of our resources giving money here, giving money there. The leadership is flagrant. We don't know what to, we don't know what do you believe now? What do you grab now? What's real? What's not real? Who's going to defend your rights? Who's going to take care of you? Because regardless of the fact, most of us are still scared when we get pulled over by cops. Most of us are still, you can see all these videos and people acting like dickheads to police officers and all this shit. Yo, truthfully, I still give the respect to the dude, because why are you going to push the button of a person that could, of a bomb? Why are you going to play with a fuse? And I shouldn't feel like that, right? They're police officers. They're supposed to take care of us. It's the same thing with the United States, though. At any given time, we're going to do so. It seems like the United States is willing to do something stupid, and the people are going to be the sacrifice. And we be thinking, hey, we all the way over here. Europe, Iraq, Iran, Israel, Palestine, rich. It's all the Japan, China, Russia, rich. It's all the way the fuck over there.
Yep.
We are all the way. That's what the United States plays. Yo, there's not a, we ain't stupid.
Stupid.
When we made that fucking amendment, the right to bear arms. When they made that, they did it on purpose because we came from a hierarchy. Remember, England, if you didn't have the bloodline, if you wasn't part of all that shit, you didn't have no land. You were a nobody. You were a peasant. Think about what they called people back in the day. It's just a normal human. I'd be a peasant to them. Over there, I'd be a peasant to them. You know what I'm saying? Because this is European culture. So a couple people came over here. America. Heard about a beautiful place. Open, empty. There's a couple butt-naked people running around. You know what I mean? They're a little red in color. How many of them is there? A lot. You know what I mean? There's a lot of them over there. Like, some of them beautiful, too. How beautiful? Pocahontas beautiful. You know what I'm saying? And homie said, yeah. How long it takes to get there? Like, 30 days, 30 nights, my ninja. We got to get on a boat. And there's three of them. And they all named bitches' names. Santa Maria, Santa Jews, and such. You know what I'm saying? Jumped on a boat. Came over here. And they saw butt-naked people on the shores of Ireland. Just trees overflowing. Think about it. When you, America, what America must have looked like to these starving, beaten up people on the ocean for nights and days. They probably ate each other. They probably fucked each other. There was definitely raping going on. There was definitely stuff you didn't. They say Christopher Columbus had little boys. I've read that before. You know what I'm saying? The theories that we can have in our brains of what these people went through. And then they touched this land. And you got these butt naked people with titties everywhere. Their nice skin. You know they built and fit, right? You know that, right? Because they on the land. See how in Africa, the African dudes be all fit shit? Yo, you know those Native Americans when they got over here was sitting there six pack cut up. You know what I mean? They had Chief Ho. They had Chief Ha. You know what I mean? They had all that there, B. You know what I'm saying? So when you have Christopher come over, you know Christopher's a little bit jelly. You know he's a little bit jelly. He's like, I don't look like that. I'm a little, hey, that nigga like 6'7". And all the little dirty, stinky European bitches that are on the boat. Because you know you have to have bitches. That you got to bring bitches over so you can go ahead and populate the place. You know what I mean? Like, you got to come over here. Think about the gold, the land, all these people. And then to read the stories, like, of Cortez. You know, you heard about the story with Cortez, right? Supposedly, when he first got here, like, 1500s, he came to, like, South America. So, in the scriptures of, like, the Aztecs and the Mayans, and in the scriptures, it says that their God, their Savior, would come across the ocean and would be, like, it's almost described in their scriptures what the Europeans look like. So when the Europeans came over with their shiny armor and all this shit, yo, the Mayans and all this shit in South America invited them in. Yo, come through, eat. Coo, coo, coo. Mm. You know what I'm saying? All that shit. And then you know what the Europeans did and Cortez did? Mm-hmm. Slaughtered all of them and left. When he came back, supposedly they had gotten sick. They had caught a disease or something. They got gotten sick. And when they came back 200 years later, it was all overgrown with forests and all that shit. It went from they think the Amazon had like 20 million people at one point. Think about that. 20 million people in South America and the Amazon all running around butt naked. You know what I mean? All in the, we couldn't imagine living like that.
Nope.
We don't know what it is, but I'm waiting for, no cap, I'm waiting for the next apocalypse though.
It's coming. That's like, they say like 2 million years from now.
No. United States of America, you guys keep playing with fucking fire with Russia and China. And you keep playing.
That's not the apocalypse. That's just
no.
World in there.
Yeah, no. Keep playing. Everybody keep having arguments with each other. Because when that fucking meteor comes down from the sky, because you know it's coming, Rich.
Oh, it's coming.
You don't feel it in your soul? You don't feel it? I dead ass feel like it's been too good for too long. Yeah, son.
This is too good for too long.
Rich, it's been 6,000. The flood was 11,500 years ago. Mm. The flood was 11,500 years ago. Think about that. Mm. Really think about that. Think about how far and they still deny evidence of a culture before. This scientists, everybody still denies. A lot of people deny evidence of a culture before. That there wasn't sophistication in building of the pyramids. That the Egyptians built the pyramids. Y'all niggas didn't build the pyramids. The same way that the Mayans and the Aztecs say that, yo, these things were here when we got here. We just maintain them. Why do you think that Egypt, why do you think they won't really let you, or why don't they go hard into the, it's made out of stone. That bitch ain't going nowhere. You can't move a stone block and the bitch is going to fall down. But like Zahiwask and all these people that protect the Sphinx, they won't let us be like humans and go into it and really like examine it and see. You don't have to loot. Not everybody's a tyrant. You throw fucking cameras everywhere and you fucking let us go into our history. Mm. We're denied of history. China has pyramids. Mm. China won't let us go over there and see our
history. China's got black people.
That's, yo, son. Let's get into the nigga shit, dude. This nigga, China got black people.
They do.
Why wouldn't they?
Why would they?
That's amazing. Why is that amazing to you?
It's not amazing. It's just they're denying the world of like, hey, black people are all over.
Why? Do they say they don't have black people?
Like, have you ever seen them portrayed in any type of culture? Any Asian culture? Any type of movies? They better go with their own stereotypes and they have to admit that they had black people there.
This is the worst thing I could have ate because I'm high and I got cotton mouth. And this thing.
Oh, it tastes dry.
Man, I feel like I'm eating dry ass. But it tastes good. It's good ass. It's not just dry. It
tastes like peanut butter. So if you want to eat ass, it tastes like peanut butter. So if you really love peanut butter, eat ass.
The real peanut butter. Yeah.
But I don't know.
But China keeps this shit to themselves, though. You know, like. But I heard it's a beautiful country.
Oh yeah,
they're just strict.
Yeah,
and you're nobody if you're nobody, and you're somebody, like everywhere else, huh?
Yep. That's why people love America, because you can be poor and eventually become rich. If you go somewhere else, you poor, you gonna stay poor.
Well, because the opportunity they don't give them, they don't give it to them.
That's not that much opportunity. So people rather come here practically with $10 through their name to America, hoping to find a better life, start from the ground up, working somewhere to build up, than to go to a different country where if you got $10 to your name,
that it's not gonna do you any good.
Not gonna do you nothing.
See, I do like that about America, though. And it's weird because we can't even say that completely, because maybe, you know, I've heard of people going to Europe. I've heard of people going to, I won't really say a communist country, because communist countries are really ran by, you know, the main dude and the government. But I love that story. I love the story of, like, a person that went to California with no money, a dollar and a dream. I slept in the park a couple nights. I slept in my car. Like, you know how many comedians say that? Like, oh, yeah, I road trip for fucking 8-9 hours, sleep in the car, get up, kill the set, or bomb on the set, and then get up and get in the car and go to another one. And, you know, the ride, you know, the ride that America offers a person that is trying to get somewhere, the ride that America offers, and now the way social media is, you know, I absolve myself of social media. I really don't be on it. I don't really give a fuck. I don't posting it. Suck my dick. I'm in real life mode, right? Like every minute of my day, I've been in real life mode to the point where it's like, I don't want to give my brain some extra shit. But if you're a person that's trying to manage a business, get yourself out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, social media can be your absolute stepping stone. It can absolutely be your stepping stone. And that's why I say, to be an American, be in this era, I don't think there's anything more beautiful. But y'all people are fucking it up. Like, y'all people are really, really, really messing it up when you just... You guys, religion, color, cops are assholes.
There's too many identities separating us as human beings.
That's a good bar. Say it again.
There's too many identities separating us as human beings. It's like, all right, race. Aren't we all on the same earth? Religion. But it's all on the same earth. We're on the same earth, coexisting, breathing the same air, walking the same grounds.
Yeah, like, why didn't that stick? I know somebody did that along the line.
Greedy men in power.
I know somebody along the line was like... Yo, bro.
Fuck everybody.
The earth is a religion. Like, why didn't somebody along like, the earth is a religion. When we do bad things to the earth does bad things to us. At times, the earth just does bad things. Earthquakes, floods, tsunamis, hurricanes, right? This is all earth shit.
Earth's gonna...
It's how we endure. See, didn't they always say, oh, I love you religious people. God only puts me through what he knows I can go through, right? Like, my God put, all right. Doesn't the earth do too? Think about Hurricane Katrina. You know, think about.
Israel and Palestine.
Think about Japan when they had the fucking earthquake. And the fucking all the fucking the nuclear generators and all this shit, the tsunami, right? We endure
earthquakes in Haiti.
We endure. The earth is gonna earth, but wouldn't it be easier if we believed in that religion? Isn't that real every day? Don't we step on the earth every day? Aren't we here in front of cameras on the earth every? This is real. This is a real existence. Like, shouldn't that have been a religion? Wouldn't that be easier than just like, oh, my God is Muhammad, and my God is Jesus Christ.
Buddha, Shiva, Jesus.
Yo, ninjas kill me, yo. I was like,
I
asked a shorty the other day. I was like, so...
Shorty.
So Jesus, is Jesus your God?
Yeah, I love him to death.
No, for real. Is Jesus your God? Is Jesus God to you? Because I asked a chick the other day, and I'm like, is Jesus God to you? And she's like... And she looked at me, and she's like, yeah. Jesus is my God.
Okay.
He's not, though. He's a person. If he was a person. If he was a person. Let's just call a spade a spade. That's like the 100th version of the Bible and shit. That was written by man. Jesus did not write the Bible.
He got 12 apostles to write it.
So, you know, really, is Jesus God to you? Your opinion. Is Jesus God or are they... I thought
Jesus was created by God.
Me too. But when you ask some Catholics and Christians, Jesus is their God.
Damn.
Makes no sense, right?
No.
Makes no sense. Like, I'm really, really lost where religion lost us. It makes sense, right? Like, I'm lost where religion lost us. Like, where...
Well, who's preaching it? Who's preaching the word of God?
It's not even only that. Who gives anybody the right to preach the word of God? Who? Like, do you guys know what God is? God is just... It's just there.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
No, Jesus Christ is just a boy. He's just a
Remember,
boy.
He made mistakes.
No, he didn't.
Allegedly from the book. In the Old Testament. Old and New
Testament. No, what are you talking about?
When he was a young boy, in his carpentry days, when he didn't realize he was the son of God, he was doing some reckless stuff. A lot of reckless shit. He was stealing. He was robbing people. He was breaking stuff. In the Old Testament, if you actually read the Old Testament, Jesus was an asshole. He was a human, though. But that it's like you're a kid. You're doing dumb shit. And then when he grew up, he was like, oh, damn. Maybe I was just too wild of a kid. Like, I got to calm down now. I'm starting to become a little reckless.
My nigga, you making it...
You got to add some human to Jesus, even though he's the son of God.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
The way that religious people depict Jesus is like that nigga was...
Well,
like,
they're reading... Because they're probably reading...
You got water in the hallway?
Water in the hallway?
You got juice or something in the hallway?
Well, you need some?
Yeah, I was going to grab some. I actually got to calm up. You don't have to get up. Do you have it in the hallway?
I don't know. Maybe you can check. All right, so I'm going to have to hold this down. He got the camera on wrong. It's over there. But he should have had it right here in front of my face. Because now he's looking at an empty chair. Anyways. Yeah, it's Jesus and all that. Like, I grew up Catholic. I always believed there was...
How the fuck you want me to pod with fucking cracker mouth?
Well,
you got cracker mouth.
Then that sounds racist.
Yo, son, you're such an asshole, bro. You got cracker mouth. Yeah, but the divide is real, Rich. Like, for real, the divide is real, and I don't know what's up with people no more. I don't. We're just creating a mockery out of what it is to be, like, an American, a human being.
What's the real story?
What?
We'll never know the real story of anything.
And that's the weird part, right?
Yeah.
There's never
no actual...
There's more...
The story's told by other people, but never from the main source.
I wonder what'll be of our history. You know, but in 100 years, 200 years from now, will it be... I wonder which way did we turn the car? Did we turn the car to be more civilized and just, you know, understanding? Or did we turn the car to be more break your fucking face and neck?
Well, think of it this way. In the year 3500, which is... We're going to be long dead before 3500. But I would find it nice that my 14th or 13th great grandson knew about me. Like, I would know, like, my actual genealogy pool, how far I can go. I wish I would know, like, what my 6th or 7th great grandfather was doing right now.
You really would?
Yeah, I would. Like, how was life really for him in, like, the 14th, the 1500s, being a slave? And then when did shit get, like, normal for him when he was, like, able to, like, buy property? What was it like for him to fall in love back in, like, the 1700s? What was he doing? Was he just walking down a dirt road, just looking at shit and just going, I'm gonna pick some cotton today, or, oh, damn, look at that bad bitch in the field. I'm gonna fuck the shit out of her with some crazy shit. Just looking up at the stars, like with no buildings around stars, and stuff, just, like, seeing things.
Well, look, I'll be honest with you, look. How far back can you go? Hypothetically. Great grandma? that like...
Like, for currently, right now, I could probably go far back as my great-great-great-grandfamily. Because of my father. Because my father... All right,
so think about that. If people live 80 years, you can go back... You can go back almost... You can go back 200. Because you just went 3.
So I could probably go maybe 1870.
That's what I'm saying. 200 years. Like, yes. That, we only live 100 years. You know how many... If we're the year 2000 and we only live 100 years, there's 21 centuries.
2100.
That if we go to zero, if you're starting at zero, because we say in the year 2000, right? So there's 21 of yous. There was 21 of yous. If we start at zero, There was 21 of yous before you. Like, and I don't mean you, but your sperm, your cell, something.
Other versions of me.
Other versions to get to. You here, bald head, sitting, learning how to yo-yo, having this dexterity with your hands. This was all genetically 21 years ago. If we started at zero in the year two. You know, I think about that, B, and I'm like, that gets me sad. No cap. Because I never got to meet those versions of me. And I kind of don't. Makes me more sad because I don't have like children or offspring for them to look forward to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't shout out to you people that had kids at 17, 18, 19, 20 that I grew up with. And now you guys are, shout out to my homegirl Giselle. She just posted pictures with her new baby. And I see that and I'm like, damn, yo, she's my age. We're 34. She's on her third kid. We're 34. She's on her third kid. You know, and shout out to my Mariko too. Yeah. It's awesome.
Oh, you know what's funny? You just reminded me of something.
Young people have kids early and manage that storm when they can weather that storm. Yeah. And then they jump in the house and then they jump in the new car and then they got the credit score with the kids going to, and then mom's a stay at home mom. Maybe she works on the computer. She's on fucking TikTok, and then at night she
Facebook
got the OnlyFans.
Got the Facebook Marketplace selling.
Showing her feet on OnlyFans, you know. You work there.
No cap, my girl did some fee pick shit.
Like, she got paid?
She got paid. Good amount.
You want to do you and me?
Nah, nobody want to look at my feet.
Come on, nigga. No, but that's why I put mine next to yours.
She made...
No, look, we'll do it together like this. Look, no cap. Like, yo, we ain't gay. You know what I'm saying? We're very fucking secure with our manhood. That's my man. If we want to take pictures of our toes together, I'm not painting my toes. Like, you know what I mean? If y'all niggas pay, y'all bitches pay, maybe I paint them. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't painting them. We just take some feet pics. We'll say it's our girls, right? We'll just say it's our girls.
Girl got man feet.
Nigga, no, they... Fuck you, nigga.
My girl made $750 off one feet pic.
Off of a pic?
A feet pic.
A feet pic?
You know, one feet pic. Not like... Several feet picks.
$750 off a feet pick? Damn, bitch. I'm fucking in the wrong business, man.
Well, you're not a woman. You can't get away with it.
I don't need to be a woman. You a woman. You need to just open your...
something.
You need to broaden your horizons. Listen.
Look, I have a OnlyFans.
Why is it always weird? I just heard a joke. The joke was like, you know, when back in the days when two chicks... make out at a party and shit like that, and you asked one of the chicks, you lesbian? She's like, no, I'm not lesbian.
No, they just...
I just like the party sometimes.
In the moment.
But then if you're homie, though, if you're homie sometimes, if you're chilling with a homie, and every now and then...
You make out with the fucking
your homie want to be like, yo, what's up? You want to suck some dick today? Yeah.
And
you wake up in the morning, you're like, yo, you suck dick every night? No, only when I party. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to start looking at your nigga differently when you go out to party with a nigga. Like,
like, are you guys gay? Like, oh, like, no, I'm not gay. I'm just in my moment.
Just, you know, on Saturdays we party. What the fuck you mean? It's not the same.
Going on parties like Diddy and shit? Okay.
You know, it's not the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, women could get away with ish like that. Dudes can't. But that's why I gotta label this shit. I'm secure in my ish. You know, at the end of the day, people should be able to do what they want. And do you think that, for a second, Rich, when you get famous, right? Say you get famous. Say you keep your OnlyFans, right? And who do you really think? You think is women that's gonna... Yo, women...
I mean, I've been told women love watching gay porn.
I've never been told that. I don't know what kind of women you talk to. I've never heard that. But I know for a lot of women, it's just the dick. Like, it's like, granted, they come in all shapes and sizes, you know. But for the most part, it's the heat of the moment that gets women more into it. Feel me? Rather than like us, we see a picture and we're like, God damn, look at them titties and that ass and that pussy. Now you send a picture of yourself to a chick, what she? Look at that dick. Like, there's nothing else to it though. Yeah, you got two homies that hang, and you got a shtick. You know what I'm saying? Two homies that hang with a shtick. Like,
well, as long as it's not crossing with another stick.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, for me, that's why I said I'm securing my shit. It's okay. We gotta broaden our horizons, nigga. You think when we get famous, who you think's gonna be buying the shit? Fucking females, men. Women, fat people, ugly people, gay people, transgender people. It shouldn't really matter who's buying your shit. As long as you're getting paid.
You know, I saw some crazy stuff on Twitter. There was like this dude posted a video with a transgender chick. And he was like, real black men date transgender women.
I wonder if that's a black dude thing. I'm not. That's I'm a black not, dude thing. Yo, listen, young buck had a transgender, Mr. C with a transgender. Now you just said that shit with a black. I wonder if it's a black dude thing with transgender. You know what's weird? Like, it's a whole chick with a dick. I'm not a pussy connoisseur. You know, because a lot of my friends are pussy connoisseurs. They love that shit. They love fucking different pussy. Just because it's different. Just because it's a different chick, different feel.
Different kitties.
Your dick's like, I've never been here before. You know what I'm saying? Like, they love it. But I'm not that type of... So when I think about dudes dating transgender chicks and... All I think about is like, all right, they don't really like vagina then. They like booty hole. Like, they either like booty hole or they just really love getting blowjobs. Because the chick got a stick. Like, you can't stick your stick in her hole. So that's not your forte then. You like the booty, you like the dirty hole, the nasty hole. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing wrong with it.
Hole. What? The brown hole.
There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, like, you a fan of butt fucking?
Never did.
Oh, you never hit a chick anal?
No.
I'ma just word of advice. No, word of advice. Make sure she didn't eat nothing reckless hours before. Alright? And just keep some KY or something around. Don't be trying to hurt this chick. Niggas be trying to fucking just raw dog a butthole. This is why we got a bad name when you go into a butthole. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes...
You gotta be smooth.
You know what it is? Is that, yo, all right, so... It's a long night. You two slept with each other before, but tonight you feeling extra freaky, right? You drunk and shit. So, yo, babe, I want to put that shit in your ass. And she's like, no, you can't put that shit in my butt because last time somebody did that, it really hurt. I know. See? That person that really hurt her last time didn't do it right. You gotta just make sure if you're gonna go in there, B.
I'm gonna tell my girl now, like, you get the KY.
Yo, believe it or not, they know. They know. He said get the KY. He's really texting Shorty get the KY. Yep. I didn't initiate that, Shorty. Look, this is all I'm saying. It's okay to be out of character.
Yep.
All right, so we've been here for 45 minutes. Let's get into some news.
Damn.
Joe Budden getting jumped. What you think?
I mean, did he really get jumped?
I mean, he didn't get jumped.
He got the drop, but
They shot a one on, but now he's trolling homie. He's trolling homie now. Now he was trolling homie. Do you just leave the situation alone, or do you?
I mean, if somebody got a drop on you, I mean, how safe are you outside now? You got to be watching it back, making sure motherfuckers is not seeing.
I won't lie. The minute that you decide to go outside, the drop is on you. You can't watch every... There's no point to going outside. You don't go outside to move like that. If you go outside to be paranoid, then you're not going outside to chill. You're just going outside to be paranoid. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you go to a spot anywhere, once you step out the door, the drop is on you.
So when we go outside right now, there's a drop on us?
If they wanted one to be, absolutely.
That's the problem. Why is there a drop on you in the first place? What were you doing? Did you talking spark shit. A bee?
Talking shit. I told you outside, B. I'm slowly hanging my hat up on talking shit about people, though.
Like, so who are you talking shit about?
In general,
Rich, we mostly talk celebrities.
See,
celebrities ain't gonna have drops on us.
See,
Joe Budden ain't gonna be at our house.
See, and you say that, and then you say something about Whack 100 though, and you walk around somewhere, and some nigga for clout, just to get his numbers up or make an example out of you, right? Because he sees you and he thinks he fucks with Whack 100. He's a fan, thinks he fucks with Whack 100, right? And then he gonna approach you on some shit that you said about a nigga like Whack 100, right? Make a meme out of you, right? Or try to, anyway. You can defend yourself. Well, even the case may be. Like,
I think Whack would personally come to you. He don't need...
My thing is that...
He don't got soldiers like that.
I think that you... I think in the era of talking about other people and people always wanting to be in other people's business, mm-hmm. I think in this era, where we lack is that right there. That right there. To be able to approach somebody, like, if it's Florida, they got the stand your ground law. That if you think about that.
The bullshit castle doctrine.
But look, think about this, though. You know,
if we had that here, that'd be crazy.
Well, you know what? Part of me, it sucks that you and me can't get into an argument right now. Mm-hmm. Or, not in general. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. You want to fight, nigga? You want to fight? All right.
I could kill you.
Now, no. We just made an agreement. You could throw hands and fight. Most people aren't going to go to that extra fucking mile to grab a fucking shank and stab you in your neck because it's life or death. A lot of people won't even engage in fighting, Rich. Yo, I seen people hype as fuck. You hit them once and their bell gets rung. And they're like, oh, shit. And they fold like beach chairs. A lot of people aren't animalistic. Some people are. But the ones that are animalistic, usually you just know it. He don't get like that. It's not off the rip. Or you just don't fuck with him because it's in his resume. You know what I mean? Most people that are crazy, it's in their resume. You see it on them. You know it from them. See, when I think about Joe Budden getting jumped, right? Or getting into a one-on, I kind of wish that would happen more often. I wish that these podcasters... You fucking academic people, like, even at.
Oh, God.
Yo, at.
The saucy Tantan.
Yo, at. I don't really think it's nice to ever say you're going to rape somebody. I think that's fucked up. So, saucy, thumbs down on that. But, you got me, buddy. You know why? Because these people that are willing to talk about other people's lives, Joe Budden, Ack, Vlad. I went down the Vlad wormhole. And saw what Ricky Rose did to Vlad. You know what I mean? And saw that it was Vlad's fault that he lost a $4 million lawsuit. Because the very next day, he was on like a podcast or an interview. And homie's like, yeah, I went to work in a couple hours after that. You know, I went to go shoot an interview right after that. He said that and lost a $4 million fucking lawsuit. So he only won 200 grand and 50 grand for the lawyer. So, I mean, 150 grand for the lawyer. So he really only made 50 grand off of getting punched in the face and jumped by Rick Ross's crew. But you deserve that shit, G. Because if you people, like, if people are willing to talk about other people's lives, when did being a celebrity, because I'm a celebrity, it gives you the permission to talk about me? Because I'm in movies, because I'm in commercials, because I sing. Wait, hold up. Because I got a foot fetish and I like my fucking toes sucked on. And the chick just snitched on me and went to the newspapers with it. Wait, that gives the newspapers and media and all this the right to post about me? The right to talk about me? The right to make mockery? Let's not even say, let's go Billie Eilish, bro. Think about this chick. In the middle of a concert, she could tell her fans, I'm feeling overwhelmed and vulnerable right now. You got a job to do, chick. You out there to perform. These people want to see you perform. These people want to see you get the ball rolling, right? But you go out there and you say, and then you're allowed to walk off stage because you have anxiety and issues. And my whole thing is that people should be allowed to people without using an excuse for it. We shouldn't have to, being a celebrity shouldn't have to come with the ridicule of being yourself.
I know that's the point of celebrity. There's the good part of it and then there's the bad part of it.
It's
like for me, like just an example, anything got to do with yo-yos, there's going to be somebody out there that's going to hate that I yo-yo. I accepted that. There's no peace and love and tranquility. Like, well, that bitch ass nigga's yo-yoing. Why is he so good? They're always going to make some fucking bullshit in their mind in order to hate me for absolutely no reason.
Oh, yeah, nah. This nigga, look at this nigga, old ass nigga, yo-yoing, fucking yep. Nigga, rapping.
I've had that before. That's rapping, how I know.
Talking about fucking mothers and all this shit. Look at this nigga, bald head.
I had people literally say, like, oh, I love your yo-yoing, but I hate your music because you talk about all this crazy stuff, but I can only mess with the yo-yos. I'm like, it's just who I am. If, like, I can't distinct both. Like, they're both part of who I am. I love yo-yo. I love making music.
Oh, no, you're better than most because you decided to be honest with yourself and with the fucking blood. That's the problem with people. People put this masquerade on and this, you know, and that's another thing. Yo, if you love talking shit about people like Jason Lee.
I love Jason Lee, but sometimes with Jason Lee.
If you love, too far. If your life.
Shout out to Jason Lee. I love him.
Like, I don't know. I think it's a pathetic existence.
What, for Jason Lee?
And I say this as a person who's podcasting and talking shit about people. I don't like this shit. I think it's a pathetic existence if the way I make money is to talk about you. The way I make money is to talk about you. That's a fucking pathetic life right there.
It's
like
the CHU version. Oh shit, look, he's talking so much shit, ghost, broke it. Look, it's okay ghost. To be out of character.
Yo, but for real, I'll be honest with you. I can't, and you know, maybe that's why I'm missing out, because that's what media is. That's what news is, right? That's the era we live in. Everybody wants to know everything about everyone. I just don't really subscribe to it, and I'm down for the one-on. When you guys fight each other, I love it, yo. Like I said, when a celebrity, when like Bobby A, when Bobby A can get shown up, you know what I mean, by Offset. You saw that interview, right? Bobby A and Offset?
Yep, I saw it. All
right, when Bobby A can get set up, when Ack can get told, I'm going to hold you down, nigga, beat you up and rape you. Yo, that's just extra. Big pause. But you know what that is, right? That's somebody that's tired of you talking about them. Like, yo, eventually people are going to get tired of you talking about them. And I just hope that you know, that's the running joke with Ack. That's the running joke with Nick. That's why I respect Vlad a little bit. Because Vlad be having armed security and shit.
And he has his own gun on.
But he's outside.
And he has his own gun.
But he's outside.
Because he had a gun.
But he's outside.
He's outside with a gun.
He's outside.
Yeah, because he knows if anything happens.
Armed security, all that. I pay for it. I'm outside. Ack, come outside, my nigga. Come outside, B.
He is outside. He's just selectively outside.
No.
He's selectively outside.
He ain't never outside. Yo, my man orders Uber Eats for everything. He don't never go outside.
He
don't go outside.
He gets money being inside him.
No, get your money. I ain't knocking him for none of that.
It's like you're trying to tell him to come outside.
Oh, because I think that he should have to deal with these. Don't do this shit on the internet. It's entertaining as fuck. But like you just showed me, Rich just showed me Ack crying.
Hmm. You want to hear it?
You know how sad that is? You know how sad you look? You're crying because you're sensitive about the gay topic. You look even scarier on that. Like, yo, right?
Yeah.
He's like...
Like, just hear this.
Everything we've talked about, bro, I've never cared about. I don't care what rapper got at me, bro. Ever. But, like, really, there's certain shit I've always... I really don't fuck with in my life, and I will never do. But like, I got
to hip hop
sit here and act like I know I'm in America. I gotta sit here and just act like I don't fuck with certain shit. I would never like it.
Bitch ass nigga.
His own friends are making fun of him.
What?
His own friends are making fun of him.
I'm telling you, I hate certain shit to the soul of me. I can't. I'm only pretending. Because I say what I want to say, I will never be here for y'all. But that's not my content.
Yeah, Miami.
Right. Well, I don't care what that is. He's lived in America more than he's in Jamaica. So why the fuck he's always pressing on, I'm from a foreign country, blah, 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 and all that stuff. I was like, you grew up here more than you grew up in Jamaica.
Well, you know what it is? Jamaican, Haitian, you know, like, all that shit is really frowned upon. Homo.
In their country.
Homo. In their country, you get killed and beheaded.
But you live in New Jersey.
I totally get it. But when you're... See, I don't understand why he was so emotional. I think that somebody...
He was scared for his butt.
I'm not trying to make jokes, but I think somebody played with Axe Butthole before. That's what he seems like. He seems
He did a. They did a, like he did a response with a Whack 100.
I saw that.
And Bad Boy.
I saw that.
And he tried to explain it. He didn't really... When you actually look at the whole interview podcast thing, he didn't really explain.
I didn't...
Nothing.
And again...
He didn't say nothing.
You take the... All right, let's call a spade a spade. I think that you paid them niggas to be in the studio with you. I don't think they came for free.
I don't think
you
paid Wack and Troy.
I don't think they came for free.
Maybe Troy. Wack.
All right, not Wack, but maybe Troy. Whatever.
What about Fatboy? Fatboy just pulled up.
Fatboy just pulled up. But at the end of the day, whether he bought them dinner, whether he paid for their cabs, whether he flew them in, that's still something he's paying for. I don't think they came on their own accord with their own money to be on Academics Pod. After some gay dude just threatened his life. What, you think they came? Yeah, let's go on my man's pod because this gay dude was talking about Ack. Yeah, yeah. You think they were? No, there's a bag there. There's a bag there somewhere.
I mean, if Sponson talking shit, if Sponson talking back.
And
talking
shit. And I didn't like the fact that you let Wack do that. You let Wack get involved in your gay business.
Gizness.
Yeah, I mean, your gay business that you got with Saucy. Your little...
I find it weird that he said, every time you talk to me, I'm talking naked.
Why would you let Wack do that? Like, say that he gonna get another gay dude to beat him up.
Yeah, and he was talking to him in real time to get... Wasn't he like Debo?
What are y'all doing?
Some Debo looking dude. I heard
What are y'all doing?
I'm like, why are you trying to get him lined up for like that? For what? Like, it's between Ag and Saucy. Why are you inserting yourself in something that has nothing to do with you?
You know why? Because Wack want to be a gangster. And you know what?
But you can't be a gangster 100% of the time.
Nigga, you ain't a gangster beating up gay niggas. Let's just call a spade. You ain't a gangster beating up gay niggas. There's a reason they fucking... And I'm not...
So no gay people can't be gangsters?
Gay people can fight. There's gay people that
I see gay people fight.
I know gay fighters.
Beat the shit out of
I know gay fighters. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you get no merits being gangster to a gay dude. Especially if the gay dude's not gangster. Saucy Santana, not saying he's not gangster, but come on, Wack. Come on, man. And then you do it on the air. It's all clout chasing. That fat boy shit is kind of crazy too, though. Like, what do you do with that? I've been there, son. Like, I've been there where I want to choke this bitch the fuck out. I've been there fucking driving the car and arguing with a chick and she's like, I said, let me out. And opens the door while you're doing 30 and tries to jump out the car. And I got to grab the bitch by the neck and bring her back. I've been there. I've seen psycho chicks. I've seen psycho chicks.
Jaded psycho chicks.
That play these games. No, that play these mental games that'll fuck with you, bro. That'll do shit like his wife did to him and hold the car keys. I'm not giving you... No, I don't have the keys. No, hide it from you. Just to be a spiteful bitch. I've seen bitches do that. What do you do? Like, what do you do? Like, for real? I don't know. Like, I think women... And don't mean to me. But I be thinking women push the buttons because they can. Like, some women genuinely know, all right, this nigga ain't gonna hit me. If he hits me, XYZ. All right, this nigga's not gonna... So I think women take advantage of that. Yo, son, imagine I gotta go to work. I'm working a 40-hour week. We got into a fight last night. and you take my motherfucking car key. I gotta leave right now to work. And you're like, yo, I don't know where you put it. You hid that shit on purpose just because you got into an argument or something. Like, see, I don't subscribe to living in misery if we can't come back from what's already done. If we can't get along, we ain't gonna be married no more. We're done.
Bye bye.
I'm not gonna subscribe to live in misery and play these fucking games. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand why people even try. Once it's done, you know, sex can be good.
Sex can be nothing.
Like, yo, honestly, I'm a scumbag. I'll probably stick with a chick if we had a financial stake in things, I would probably stay with a chick if she was cheating on me. You heard some weirdo shit, right?
No, I mean,
that's some weird.
It's not far fetched.
Like, I'm the
nigga. Find the business. Like, if you both own it, you both have a business, and you both are like the co-owners of it.
Yeah, but I'm the nigga to have dinner with the man you fucking too, though. I'm that nigga though. Mm. Look, he made a face. I'm that nigga though. I'm genuinely that nigga. Like, I'll just bring him through. Bring him through. Yeah, nigga, what the fuck? We all got body parts. We all got.
Well, how much are you making in this business? If it's like, if you barely make anything in your own business, does it really matter at that point? Like, if it's a multi-million-dollar business.
My point is that I wouldn't. If it's more lucrative, if it's cheaper to keep it.
There's movies about this.
There's
movies about stuff like this.
Yeah, because if it's cheaper to keep the relationship together.
Wasn't there a movie like, I think you were telling me, I'm not sure, like where this dude is like a billionaire and he has a wife. It's like, no, I just want you to have sex with my wife and I'll just relax. I can't satisfy her as much as she gets turned on having sex with other people.
Oh, yeah, cucks. Yeah, yeah. Man, like, yeah. Like, I seen a lot of, it's weird. Oddly enough, I seen like a military movie like that too. Like the, and it messed up. I saw a documentary. There was a documentary about a couple that was in a Christian church. They were like the top dogs in the Christian church and for like some college or some shit like that. And that's what he liked. He liked to let his wife get fucked by like this younger man. And then the wife started catching feelings for the younger man. And the younger dude's like, yo, honey, like, I want to go live my life. You know, I'm 25. I want to go. So when the dude started fucking other bitches, the wife got jealous. Like, nah, that's my dick. And this is where it's like, you're fucking up. You know, like, again, people should be able to people. But when it ain't that, I find that to be, I don't find there's nothing wrong. The more and more I see Adam 22 and Lena.
Oh, yeah. You saw that show they're doing now?
What?
They're trying to do a threesome, and they're doing like a bachelor type thing where they're trying to look for a man, another man, so they can have sex with another guy in there.
See,
they got Crip Mac on there. That's how crazy it is.
I don't know. I think that's the problem. I don't know if that's the problem or if that.
Is it the problem and the solution?
If you know somebody personally, right? Like we know each other personally, and we both, if we fucked the same chick, like I fucked your girl, you fucked my girl, vice versa, right? And is it easier that like I that's my nigga, I know him, or is it easier if that was just a random person, and you two just took your girl down, and you know you go home with her, that's your girl, you ain't got to worry about it, you don't even got to see
him. What if you never see him again?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you never see him again,
does he stick around after or some shit?
Because if he's Crip Mac is always around Adam. So let's just say Crip Mac and Adam take down Lena.
Ugh.
That's the most disgusting. Oh my god!
I don't want to picture that shit. How you put that in my head?
but that's my point though. Like, you know, do you give your man dap and shit? Like, see, and
good
that's
job.
I don't know. I don't really find it.
I mean, but he's just. I think he's just going off of like. Already with the IPI with the Jason Love thing, that he's just expanding on it now.
No, well, look, again, the only thing I ever have concern of is how do you explain this to your children?
Look at the basketball player that recently happened with Joe Smith and his wife.
Yeah, it's when she. Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
was all fake, by the way.
Yeah,
It looks too fake. First of all, if I find out like my wife has OnlyFans, she already had it on her profile for like over a year. They're just doing it to drive up traffic at that point.
Nah,
he ran through 60 million, which is really stupid of him. I don't know how you blow through that in your whole career.
Well, you ignorance, you know? You make bad investments, yep. You buy everything you want, you buy cars, you buy small, you know?
And you settle down, she was a porn star, I think, back in the day, and she's just like in her 50s trying to do OnlyFans and stuff like
that. Yeah, I'm not. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I wish it was as easy as left and right. You want to be a tyrant? You want to look at porn? You want to go to the left? Go over there. But if you don't want that stuff in like your heads or your eyes, then because man, at the end of the day, when you open YouTube just as a regular Joe and you come across an Adam 22, you're like, what the fudge? Like, huh? He has sex on camera with his wife? Huh?
Now he's gonna have sex with somebody
else. He interviews hip-hop artists, and he interviews
hip-hop artists, and then he has a whole subset where he interviews women, porn stars, and has sex with them after.
See, but that's not, my thing is that that's not really crazy. That's not really crazy. These women get paid to have sex on camera in general. So what is he doing?
Bringing a man in.
All he's doing is doing what they get paid for anyway. There's nothing, it's not really a big deal what he's doing. My thing that bothers me is, I don't know, I guess I'm not desensitized yet to all the sex everywhere. You know, I still think about the youth. I still think about like, kids. Like when I hear these Kill the Ops songs, when I see little girls just not wanting to be little girls, you know what I'm saying? And then when you look at their TikToks and you see all this shit, you see why. You see like, they're pressured. They're pressured into growing up fast. And
I think it's also pressure from people. Everybody want to be famous. And especially for like kids, just like having a phone and posting something and hoping that it can blow up and want to be like the next big star. That's how I see it. For little kids.
I mean,
them in a society, everybody, especially for like Gen Zs, they're growing technologically too fast. At least for us, like for millennials, like for us. Like, we grew up, like, in the beta stage when we had, like, gateway computers and we were playing fucking Leapfrogs and playing internet PC games. The typewriter to now being on laptops.
That's what I said.
That's the generation we're from.
The next 100 years, 200 years, what is it that's going to be driving, dividing? What is it? Is sex just going to be like, on a billboard down the block? Yeah. You know,
probably.
Is it is it just gonna pack up and move to Oregon, and maybe stay where it's stay like, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
And it's like, I think it's better we don't know.
Oh, absolutely. That's why
because we don't know.
That's why you gotta live it every day, though. You gotta live it every day.
Live your life. Do what you can. Try to live your best life. Try to excel. Expand on the craft. If you find something you love, try to expand on it as much as you can. Learn the ins and outs of it. And then once you feel like you master it, try something new and try to do the same thing. Repeat the process.
Yeah, nah, like salute to you know where I see a lot, like entertainers, athletes, there's this peak. There's this little funnel of like life that these motherfuckers are in, this atmosphere that they reach for themselves as individuals. And when you find yourself there, like, I see with UFC and fighters, and there's just tunnel vision that you get, you know, where nothing else really exists outside of what you want to do. You know, when you become that, we should strive to become more of that. Like, I don't think Adam 22, like, woke up, was 20 years old and said, I'm going to be a porn star and this and that. I think he went where it was prevalent. And that's what I mean. Our foundations are everything. Let's give each other better. Let's give one another better foundations to come up off of instead of this. What you said, we want to get famous fast, yes. Right? Nobody wants to put in the work. We just go into what works to get it.
Remember, No Jumper used to be a bike magazine.
True, before, right? BMX, right?
Yeah, it was all about biking stuff. How did it switch to hip hop? Look at the history.
And even, you know, even his
biggest interview was XXS and Tacho.
Even Vlad, you know, even Vlad, like,
I mean, they were pioneers with the whole hip-hop.
He's so smart.
Like, interviews.
He's so smart. I got a DJ Vlad mixtape at home.
From what year?
I don't even remember, but I know it has something from Gangs of New York on it. The Butcher! And then you hear him doing the whole scene. I have a mixtape from Vlad, B. That's crazy, B. Like,
I feel like those need to come back.
Mixtapes?
Yeah, but they don't have to be like even physical unless you're doing like a big album release event type thing. But like, I used to love the DJ Dramas. I used to love the Gangsta Grills.
Well, you know what they should do?
I mean, they're still doing Gangsta Grills and DJ Dramas, but they're just doing them more like for the bigger celebrities. I think Gigi had a Gangsta Grills recently, and Tyler, the Creator, did a whole album with DJ Drama.
Yeah, nah, they just did
And they were fire, don't get me wrong.
Nah, but you know what they need to do? Since
what happened to the street teams?
They say the business of music is dying.
Oh yeah, that's what Lil Yachty says something like right, that. Like,
music, but you know,
hip hop's not popular.
You know what? You know why though? What they need to do is that mixtape idea can work, but what they need to do is see streaming. It's like a gift and a curse because yes, your music goes out to the entire world, but the artist doesn't get paid like they used to. The artist used to get paid with album sales. They used to get paid $15-$20, and when that person breaks the CD or leaves it at a friend's house, or you ain't getting that CD again.
I would like to do a vinyl.
Vinyl's dope, but what I was thinking, in the age of technology, right, having music exclusive for a certain amount of time, just like the mixtape era was. Think about what you got to go through right now to get one of those real CD mixtapes. You have to go digging in the crates, find it. Think about it. Oh, remember the covers? They used to have like 20 songs and it'd be like mad niggas on it. And, you know, think about where you got to go to get those D-Block fucking CDs and mixtapes. You can't find them no more.
When I went to Comic-Con, when I was leaving with my girl after Comic-Con, there was dudes selling mixtapes outside of the venue.
Their mixtapes.
Yeah, no, but I'm. They're like, yo, I got the CD. You want it? And then they'd be like, coming up to, all right, could you give a donation of like $10?
I'm saying in general, right? Look, like, it would be smart if somebody would give like a 3-pack, but only have it exclusive. You know what sucks? Your numbers get. If you don't put your song into a certain system, your numbers don't get counted, right? For the year of how much your streams were played. You have to put your shit to like Sound Exchange or something like that, right? Yeah. In order to know how much your shit was played. Yep. All right.
SoundScan.
All right. So if, say you made something, right? Say you made a folder every month and it would have 4 new songs in it and it's only exclusive for that month. That's it. Get them first come, first serve. It's like a mixtape. First come, first serve. Feel me? How would you total up those numbers? How could you total? There's no way to total up how many times somebody played it, right?
Nope. Oh, wait. To total all the numbers up?
Yeah, like, I don't want to give... Put it this way. I don't want to give Spotify any spins, but I want my music to be played. I don't want to give YouTube any spins. I want it to be handed to you.
Yeah, you could.
USB, a drive.
Yeah, you could do that through Sound Exchange. Because there's a barcode.
Even a sticker.
Certain barcode setups, like you do through your music distributor, like CD Baby or TuneCore, they have like, but you make physical copies, they have like the barcode system. So you will probably have to sell the meter in store. Or when you're about to give it to somebody, you know, you got to get scanned as a purchase. So it'll be considered a physical selling of the CD.
What if it's free?
Then it's just free.
Can it still count as... No, oh, it can't count as sold.
No, because you didn't sell it. It's you gave free. It away.
See, because that's why I think music is dying. You know why I think music is dying? The greatest people aren't making the greatest music with one another. Like, the greatest people aren't making the greatest music with one another.
I don't even think they're making great music for themselves. Look at these 3 albums that just came out this week.
Last Bad Bunny album was dope.
All right, but...
It's like, Chris Brown album was dope.
But it's like, it's dope, but then it's like, it's what's the longevity of it? It's just consumable in like a week or two and then you're done with it.
No. I rock albums.
I rock albums. All right, did you hear Lola Brooks' new album?
No.
Meek Mill and Rick Ross' new album?
Lola Brooks, though. I don't really fuck with Lola Brooks, though. I don't. That's not my bag. Like, I have no clue who she is. You know what I'm saying? Like, Meek and Ross? I know what to expect from Meek and Ross. It's always the same shit from Meek and Ross. Like, it's not gonna... Ross got a dope pen, but he puts himself on a Mount Rushmore that he's not on. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not one of the greatest music sellers of all time. He's not one of the greatest music creators of all time. You know, his whole career is a lie. And people got to give him some slack on that because he stole his name Freeway Ricky Ross. But 50 Cent did too. 50 Cent, that name 50 Cent was a drug dealer. So 50 Cent stole his name too. You know, so people got to like cut slack. But Ricky's a liar. Like, I straight up went down a rabbit hole, and he's a liar. Like, he's a straight liar. No, I was never
lying.
CEO, never again. You're a liar, my nigga. Like,
yeah, and Vlad is posing for that, right?
That's why I don't fuck with Ross, though. His pen is all right. His pen is cool.
Yeah, like,
but you a liar. I'm not saying you never move bricks. Any dumb Joe could have had their hands on a brick. Let's just call a spade. You know what I mean? Drugs, cocaine, this is United States, fuck America. But for you to go that hard when nobody, your name don't ring no bells in the streets. You were a correction officer. You were the exact opposite of what a gangster is. You're exact opposite. Like, and it's not like a movie where you were like helping inmates and getting, I doubt that, my nigga. I doubt that. Like, you changed this whole persona because you got musically rich. And when you got exposed for it, you did the sucker shit and beat up Vlad. Salute to you, though. Because, like I said, these social media... Look, because I'm doing it now. I'm talking shit about Rick Ross. So, people that talk shit about people on camera, you guys, we might have it coming to us one day. You might get... Boop, boop. You know what I mean? Same thing with... Look, do you think Chris Rock deserved to get slapped by Will?
At the Jada's orders?
No, that's not what I asked you. Did he deserve?
No.
I think he did. I don't think he deserved to get slapped right there. Mm-hmm. But then again, I think that's the only thing that was wrong with it. I don't think there would have been anything wrong if Chris Rock would have, if he would have said that joke. Will would have just
gave him like the...
And then in the back.
Like, then you slap.
And that's the thing, too.
Oh, let's go to the back.
Will gave him the fucking benefit of the doubt of standing there. Like, Rich, when you're performing music, what's the number one rule when you're on stage and performing? Don't come on the stage, right? If somebody comes on the stage, what usually happens? They get fucked up.
Somebody's doing something.
Yo, Chris Rock.
You just stood there. He was smiling, too.
See, I don't, and that's my thing. Like I said, media personality types all alike. You gotta know that if you're making a business out of talking shit about other people's lives, there's a chance that you're gonna get got for it. You know what I'm saying?
Got on a worldwide realm. Like, if it was something that happened backstage, it would have just been sitting more a rumor. Because they'd be like, oh, why Will Smith smacking? There was like no cameras, no nothing.
Yeah, like Drake getting busted up by fucking Diddy.
Even J. Cole, but...
And J. Cole getting busted up by Diddy.
Yeah, so it's like you hear about it, but it's like how you know if it's actually true or not.
Yeah. Unless you hear from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, you hear really from both of them, then it's not true. So if it was something backstage, it would have just been like, oh, would that happen? No, that's not Will Smith. But you see him walk up.
Pat, oh, no, you see it.
And then you go, keep my wife's name out. After then, it's like, whoa, nah.
It's just like the niggas that beat up Tekashi in the bathroom. You know what I mean? And they filming it.
No, that was kind of stupid.
You know, like, What are you gaining? The guy's a gang member's dick. Like,
and then one of them trying to like cop out. Oh, he's not a bad guy. Like the wife of one of them and something. So saying like, oh, he's not a bad guy. You know, he was just frustrated with him trying to flex on, like, think he was the.
But
like,
that's my thing, yo. If you talk smack, you viable to get smacked. Well, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You can't. I'm tired of these people. I'm tired of people being like having the anonymity to hide behind a camera and not go to the streets and deal with the fucking. Because at the end of the day, we real people. They're real people. People are people. So to talk about somebody's life, yo, you better have some fucking balls, because it's easy for you to go ahead and talk about other people's life, but when people talking shit about your life, is it cool? Is it as easy when you get exposed for the person that you are? It's real easy to point fingers at people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I say I don't.
Some people are too sensitive a little bit.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Everybody's too sensitive, but you know why everybody's too sensitive? This is my ish.
I'm sensitive about my
shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Riz is walking out. It's 12:36, bitch.
Why I gotta be bitch?
I don't know.
So.
Yo, act, protect your booty hole. Saucy's coming.
Oh, God. Don't be in Florida. Saucy's don't coming. Don't be in Florida at night.
Saucy's coming
don't,
for you.
Don't walk Ocean Avenue, Ocean Drive, wherever that street is, after midnight.
Yo, Rick Ross, leave 50 alone, bro. You don't want that smoke neither. Your pen game ain't like his. Leave 50 alone. You don't want that smoke.
And with that, thank you all for watching.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Palestine, God. Israel, get it together. Sing Kumbaya, light a fucking candle, spin a dreidel.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck to tell you guys.
Thank you all for watching.
Go eat lamb together and shit. Thank you all
for watching.
I don't know what's up with you
people. Like and subscribe.
Fucking killing babies. Fucking weirdos.
Peace, loving, yo.
Yo, I got into a fight with a fucking. I got into a fight with a crackhead yesterday morning in a Walgreens. Yo, I'm there. So I was doing some Uber. Yo, peep this. I'm doing some Uber, right? I'm doing some Uber. And it was 7 in the morning and somebody wanted a plan B. So I had to go to Walgreens, buy them a plan B, drop it off to them. I find those hilarious. I'm like, that bitch had a good night. He came in her. She's like, oh my God, I need a plan B. It was great nights. Yo, so I'm in the store and I'm with the cashier. And all of a sudden, the cashier, you know, she a nigga bitch. She a dyke. She's like, oh man. And I'm like, what happened? And she's like, they're here again. And I turn around, and the crackheads of College Point, a guy and a girl couple, yo, they're in the fucking store. I've never witnessed this. I know it's been going on, $900, you can't go to jail, blah, 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 California. I understand that, homelessness and the migrants and whatever. But, yo, I've never seen this up front. Mm-hmm. Two people come in and rob a store. And while she's telling them, yo, get the fuck out. Like, I'm going to call cops. Yo, the bums are just like... Call them. They ain't gonna get here. It don't fucking matter. But I was like, yo, you don't feel weird being a fucking bum and like steal? She goes, this is my job. I said, your job is to steal? She goes, yup, my job is to steal. And I do very well at it. And she's just, and like, you nasty bitch, bro. Like, go suck a cock or something, yo. There's ways to make money out here. You know what I'm saying? You could go suck a dick and make some fucking money out here.
Maybe she got tired of sucking.
You know what she said to? I felt so bad for the cashier. The cashier like, yo, this is ridiculous. And he goes, if I take all this now, I don't have to come back later.
Wait, what, you playing Robin twice?
Yo, he said, if I take all this now, I don't have to come back later. Yo, I got footage of you bitch ass niggas stealing packages too. You hear me? I ain't gonna say no shit to y'all, but just know I got footage of y'all. So when I see y'all, I'm going to show y'all the footage, and I'm going to handle some business with y'all. Y'all know my record out there with these fucking migrants and crackheads in College Point. I'm like fucking 100 and zip, B. Like, I don't get beat by these niggas out here. I've been beating you crackheads up since I've been like 15. When my man Ralph did a Hadouken kick. My man Ralph did a Hadouken kick off the monkey bar, son. There was this crackhead there, and he was all drunk, and he had like needles. And this was a park where kids hang out in. So... we're all fucking here. I'm like, yo, pick up your shit. And the guy's like, fuck you. Oh, drip, man. Man. And my man, Ralph, it was a double shit. My fault. It was Ralph's little brother, Joey. Joey came off the fucking monkey bars and like swung around like this and kicked the nigga in the jaw. Dude. And then I was already coming forward with a fist. So the dude just got kicked and then ate my fist. Doof. It was just like, doof, doof. Oh, shit, is he dead? No, he's alive. He's breathing. All right, good. Yo, let's get out of here. We've been beating you bums up. Yo, get a life. I don't like homelessness. I don't like homelessness. United States of America is not going to help you. Go help yourself. Go fucking do something. Like I said, there's an OnlyFans lane for you, believe it or not. You ever seen Dope Sick?
No.
Dope Sick Love? You never seen Dope Sick Love?
That's our OnlyFans page?
No, I was watching it. I was watching it last night. It's a 2005 documentary about like four couples that are crackheads in New York State.
They're probably all dead now.
Yo, Dope Sick. Oh, definitely. Yo, it's called Dope Sick Love. Anybody, you young children, before you think about doing drugs and escaping into other planets, even you adults that just find it, watch this documentary. Make it your business. Because when you see what these drugs truly do to a person's mind, soul, and everything, their existence, when you truly witness their existence being taken from them day by day, shot by shot, hit by hit, you realize what it is to be a crackhead and why you never want to do that shit, my nigga. Straight up.
Oh, God.
All right, we out of here, my nigga. Let's go. 12:36, 12:41. We out of here. I'm leaving.
Peace, love, and yours to you all.
Later, my ninjas. We see you next week.